We now bring to these microphones David James. He's a regular broadcast partner here with us on Prophecy Today. Normally, we bring him to you in our third half hour of the 90-minute broadcast that we use to inform you of current events happening around this world in light of Bible prophecy. When we talk to David, we talk to him about issues that the body of Christ needs to have an understanding about and see how they connect to an end-time scenario, but in particular, how do we deal with these issues through the Bible, God's Word, and that's where we always end up. What does God's Word have to say about this? David, let me go back, if we will, before we get focused on what we're going to be talking about today, and get another follow-up on the meeting at the Vatican in Rome, Italy. The Pope coming out this week seemingly accommodating evolution and saying that that's where man came from, and the world is kind of applauding him, while there are some mainstream Bible-believing born-again Christians who are saying that is not the case. Is this something new as far as Catholicism is concerned?
Jimmy, I've been studying Catholicism actually from Catholic catechism books and theology books for about 30 years now. And the idea that evolution was a possibility within Catholic theology has been there for as long as I can remember. It's been the time that I've been studying. However, this is a major difference in that you have the Pope coming out and making a public statement. And what I'm seeing in this particular Pope is he is a master of accumulating as broad a base of people who will accept him as possible. I mean, he is functioning very much like a politician, in that he's able to bridge gaps between groups of people and smooth over differences in a way I don't know if I've ever seen any other pope be able to do.
Well, it's a situation that could well be leading to that false church that's going to be headquartered there in Rome, could it not?
It certainly seems that a stage is being set for an acceptance of Catholicism at a particular level among world religions that, I, to be honest with you, I don't think you or I have seen in our lifetimes.
Boy, a very interesting development. We may have to come back and deal with a whole segment on that issue about the Vatican, the Pope, and evolution. What about last week? You're in Bulgaria. Any follow-up thoughts from that trip into Bulgaria?
Well, Jimmy, it was just a great week as we continued to follow up on it. The folks that we had in the meetings, people just hearing things and seeing the Bible put together in ways that were understandable, that they had never thought about before, never seen before. They just couldn't get enough of Bible teaching.
You know, that is probably something that those eavesdropping on this conversation must consider as well, some Bible training of some type. Now, if you're getting it from a good Bible teacher at your local church, that would be great. If not, you may look to another possibility. We have, of course, available on our website, prophecytoday.com, the School of Prophets Institute, where you can get 6 courses, a undergirding, a foundation for understanding Bible prophecy. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com, to find out more information. Now, let's go back to Bulgaria just for a moment. You say you were in Bulgaria, and they are concerned about what's happening as it relates to the charismatic movement. What about the Middle East? Have they focused at all, and in particular, what Turkey's doing presently?
Well, I actually specifically asked that question, and they definitely are concerned, and Bulgaria shares a border with Turkey. Turkey is the only Mideast country that also has a portion of its country actually in Europe, across the straits between the Mediterranean Sea and the Black Sea. Turkey taking such a almost non-committal stance, doing as very little as possible as they can, even though the Islamic State is tearing things up on their southern border and in neighboring regions. Bulgarians are concerned about what this might mean for them, because, as you know, again, concerning the geography, the Balkans are just to the west of Bulgaria, which is where you have a lot of European Muslims in Bosnia, And so if there's a way to connect, it's going to be through Bulgaria. There are a lot of concerns to be had about this particular country in Europe.
Well, let me make somewhat of a transition, a segue here. You sent me an article earlier this week from World News Daily about a high-profile Muslim personality in Turkey who is saying that Jesus is among us. First, let's talk about the personality, a TV personality, I do believe.
Yes, his name is Adnan Oktar. He has written a number of books. Apparently, he is a fairly close advisor and confidant of the current president of Turkey. Another interesting thing about this and his influence is that he believes he has specific direct communication with a particular type of spiritual being in Islamic theology called jinns. It's spelled D-J-I-N-N, but it's where we get the word genie from. And so some Islams believe there are good jinn, and others believe there are both good and bad, but at least they're a spiritual being. And so you have the president of Turkey receiving advisement from someone who claims to be receiving information from other spiritual beings.
Wow. President of Turkey, and you might remember, folks, that's the former prime minister who served as long as he could there legally, then went over to become president, which was much of a figurehead position, and now has given power to that position. Tayyip Erdogan is his name. He has desires to be the pan-Islamic leader in our world, head of the entire Islamic world. Now, playing into that then, David, there are some upcoming events, some primary, major upcoming events, in eschatological events from the Islamic perspective. For example, the appearance of their own Messiah, the Mahdi, as they refer to him as, and they are expecting the return of Jesus Christ himself. Now, not the Jesus we know from the Bible, but another Jesus, and in fact, they believe the Mahdi and Jesus are both on this earth at the present time. Is that correct?
Yes, and what this documentary brings out, where this Adnan Oktar says Jesus is among us, if the Mahdi is alive and among us, and Jesus is going to be like the second-hand man, Islam, Jesus is known as Isa, I-S-A, he believes that Jesus is among us as well, and so they're just waiting for the time. In Muslim theology, Jesus was never crucified, but he was actually caught up into heaven by God, and he is going to return, and he will kneel behind Muhammad at the Kaaba in Mecca, and he will actually, according to this guy and to some segments in Islam, he is going to be largely responsible for converting the world, particularly Christians, from Christianity to Islam.
And then I have also heard that they believe that Jesus Christ, their Jesus, not our Jesus Christ, would also break all the crosses, kill all the pigs, and as you say, and help convert all Christians to the Muslim faith. There are a couple of factions as it relates to the Muslim world, the Sunnis and the Shias. They believe, the Shias do, and that would look at mostly Iran as the major Shiite country in the world, that the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, is going to rise up there. But this man in Turkey is saying he's already here, he's operating, he's ready to go. Do they actually agree on anything, the Shiites and the Sunnis?
Well, you made an excellent point in bringing it out the way you did, because that is exactly the key point, and that is the identity of the Mahdi, the Islamic Messiah. The Islamic State and Turkey and Saudi Arabia, 80 to 90% of the Islamic world are Sunnis. They believe that anyone can be the Mahdi. He is a government leader who can be chosen by the people, whereas the Shia Muslims, and those would make up about 90% of Iran, about 60% of Iraq, there are a few other countries in there as well. They believe that the Mahdi has to be a bloodline descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, And in fact, they believe that the 12th one, the one they're looking for, was actually, as a young child, I believe, of 6 years old, was placed into hiding in around 800 A.D., that God has miraculously kept him alive. This is called the occulting or hiding of the Mahdi. The former president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, as well as the president Imam, the main man, Khomeini, both claim to have seen him. So there's a conflict on who this person could possibly be and what he's going to do. And when it comes to the Shia version, they believe that their Islamic Mahdi, the Messiah, will come at a time of chaos. And so one of Iran's key roles is to create an absolutely chaotic world, which would happen if they achieve nuclear status.
I just want to make mention in this conversation that this documentary was produced by Joel Richardson, which I would disagree with as it relates to the fact the Antichrist is going to come out of the Gentile world, but out of the revived Roman Empire. Why, Joel Richardson believes he's coming out of the Islamic world, which, according to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verses 18 to chapter 39, verse 6, is going to be wiped off the face of the earth early on in the tribulation period. Just that bit of information for you as we're talking about this subject. Let me just ask you one more thing. Whichever way it comes out, and I believe I have the Bible understanding of how it's going to happen, it's giving us great indication the stage is being set for the final days, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And if I might follow up and with my concluding comment, follow up on your comment on Joel Richardson, I just read an article today, just before we started talking, that Joel Richardson was actually told by a woman in a large meeting that he would be one of God's prophetic spokesmen in the end times. So we've got a situation where we have a number of people making similar claims to having been chosen as God's watchmen or prophetic voices or whatever it is. And the fact is, they're going to be saying things, they're going to be saying contradictory things. And so, again, as we end every program, our listeners have to go back to the Word of God. This stuff is setting the stage for the rapture and the tribulation to follow, but there's going to be so much confusion from so many competing voices, sometimes with conflicting information, that the only referee that we have is the Word of God, and the next event on God's prophetic calendar is the rapture of the Church of Jesus Christ, and you don't want to miss that.
Amen and amen. The bottom line, go to God's Word to find out what the truth is about the end times. David James with David James Reports with us this week. He'll be back next week. David, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Jimmy. We'll look forward to that as well.